The story about newspapers struggling is not a new one. The Seattle Times is the latest to announce additional layoffs. But for many big city papers, the sports section has been a high priority, both in the hard copy and online. The Arizona Republic and AZ Central, though, are in the midst of dramatic shifts, as two of its higher-profile writers, columnist Paula Bovin and Phoenix Suns beat writer Paul Coro, are on the way out. Both had been with the paper for a couple of decades. Bovin is moving to the faculty of ASU's Cronkite School. While Coro, well, we don't actually know. While the Republic praised Bovin, no mention was made of Coro. He simply told Ray Stern of Phoenix New Times that he was looking at new opportunities and intends to stay in Phoenix. So what do the Bovin and Coro departures tell us about sports journalism? With me to talk about that is Ed Sherman, who's covered sports media for the Chicago Tribune and Pointer. So, Ed, how do you read this?
You know, when you say paper, I mean, a newspaper really is a website now. They do everything that a website does, a conventional website. In addition to that, they also put out a newspaper that you can get, you know, that you could actually put your hands on. But they're doing everything, and I've said this many times to many people, that, you know, this idea that newspapers just exist as newspapers anymore is a huge fallacy. I mean, they're websites that also happen to print a newspaper. Now, how long they're going to be printing newspapers remains to be seen. But they're doing, you know, so I think that in that case, they are still websites. I mean, there's just so much competition. I mean, the teams have their own sites. You know, you look at the cable outlets have their own sites. I mean, there's so much competition to get these stories that you know, people have so many different options, as you mentioned. And so in that respect, you know, the business should be growing, but it's just hard to kind of find who's doing what. And, you know, the traditional outlets of getting sports news, which used to be the newspaper and then your nightly TV news report, and now, you know, you can get it instantaneously.
Well, and how has sports journalism changed over this has been more like the last decade or so? As you mentioned, teams having their own sites, and in many cases, teams hiring people that used to cover them for right. newspapers to do that. How do you feel about that generally? I mean, we're still talking about reputable journalists, but is it a tougher situation to be employed by the team, even if you're supposed to be a journalist at the same time?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I just can't, you know, I mean, you can give examples of how controversial things were covered by a team site compared to an individual site. I mean, there is a difference in the coverage. I think that people have, you know, journalists have to make their choices. Obviously, if you're working for a team site, you might not approach this, especially a controversial story, the same way as you would, you know, for an independent site or newspaper. You know, the biggest change is just that it's just everything is so immediate. You know, you just have to have everything up now, and there's no such thing as the deadline, turning in the story, having it published, and then hit your, you know, doorstep on a Monday morning. And then your next newspaper out, your next news day is going to be Tuesday morning. And well, that's now it's, you know, everything is immediate. And, you know, for someone who's kind of did it the old-fashioned way and then sees how it's happening today, I mean, it's get it up and get it out right away, the deadlines. The biggest thing that you see is they just don't, maybe writers don't get a chance to think anymore, to kind of consider what they're going to be writing, to put as much time and analysis into what they're doing, because everything is just so immediate. And that's not even just posting. You got to tweet. You got to do the whole social media thing. I mean, there's a lot of demands on writers that weren't there, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and it makes the job much tougher.
And coming back generally to when we started off with Paula Bovin and Paul Coro, they have different jobs. Now, Paula is the columnist, and Paul is there day-to-day. Is there a difference there as well? Is being a beat writer, I mean, you're someone who covered the Bears for a long time, is being a beat writer now, even if I suppose it could be somewhat stimulating because you've got, that must mean, I mean, it seems like you have to get a piece of news all the time, and you also risk probably irritating the team and the players more because you need more stuff.
Well, I mean, it's a couple things, you know, that are happening. A, you need that news all the time, and you're constantly feeding the beast. And B, you know, the access is just, you know, not nearly the same. I mean, everything's kind of very much controlled and restricted, and so you're lucky if you get to know these players the way you did when I was back when I was covering the Bears in the 80s. The access is just very limited. I mean, in Chicago here, we have a general manager who went a whole season without meeting with the media, which is just unheard of. Would have been unheard of 15, 20 years ago.
Ed Sherman is a journalist who's covered sports media for the Chicago Tribune and Pointer.